This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hello and welcome to Reality Check. Today is Tuesday, the 9th of February 2016, and I'm your host, Tony Pittman. This is episode 70 of Reality Check here on Joy 94.9. Reality Check is a show designed to give you a healthy dose of reality. And we do that by promoting the art of critical thinking and skeptical analysis. Each show, we bring you a roundup of LGBT news, followed by an in-depth analysis of an issue related to the paranormal or the pseudoscientific. And finally, we wrap up each show with a movie review. On today's show, after our LGBT news roundup, we're going to delve into the world of the paranormal because it's our annual psychic predictions show. We're going to see how our predictions went for last year and make a few new ones for 2016. Then in our movie review, it's an Oscars special as we have a look at three films nominated for this year's Oscars: Carol, The Revenant, and Room. So for all that and more, stay tuned to Reality Check here on Joy 94.9. All right, now let's get into our LGBT news roundup for the period since our last episode of Reality Check back on the 30th of December. So that's just over a month ago. And let's start, as usual, with marriage news. And I'm happy to report that there is one place in the world that achieved marriage equality over these last few weeks. And that place was the Mexican state of Jalisco. And it came about through a ruling of the Mexican Supreme Court. So congratulations to all our Reality Check listeners in Jalisco. Now, marriage equality in Jalisco is pretty significant because with 8 million inhabitants, it's Mexico's third most populous state. It's also home to Mexico's second biggest city, Guadalajara, as well as Mexico's most popular LGBT tourist destination, Puerto Vallarta. And, dear listener, you may remember that we mentioned Puerto Vallarta in our last episode of Reality Check, because Puerto Vallarta sits on the border of Jalisco and Nayarit. And in December, Nayarit got marriage equality, and just now in January, Jalisco got it as well. So wherever you are in Puerto Vallarta, you can now get married. Very exciting. And as I also mentioned last time, I will actually be there in just a few weeks, so I'll be able to report back on what I discover. Jalisco is now the seventh jurisdiction to achieve marriage equality in Mexico. There are still 25 states to go, and I predict that more of them will also get it over the coming months. So consider that an official reality check prediction for 2016. Now, what about other LGBT news for the last few weeks? Well, one piece of bad news, and that is that in our last episode, we reported that Portugal had just become the latest country to achieve adoption rights for same-sex couples because, well, Parliament had just approved a same-sex adoption law. However, unfortunately, in January, the Portuguese president vetoed that bill, which is very disappointing, especially as it was the same president, Aníbal Cavaco Silva, who signed marriage equality into law back in 2010. But he won't do the same for adoption. Well, anyway, he's just got a few weeks left in office now, so hopefully they'll be able to pass the bill again later this year and then get it signed by the new president. Let's hope so. All right, let's cross from Portugal to Asia now, a place where there's not normally much good news on the LGBT rights front. In fact, it's a region known mostly for its LGBT rights violations. But there have been some positive developments there recently, particularly in Taiwan, Japan, and India. So let's have a quick look at those. Now, first of all, you may have heard, dear listener, that Taiwan now has a new president-elect. She'll take office in May. And most exciting for us is that she's a vocal supporter of marriage equality, and so are a lot of members of her party. So it's looking possible that Taiwan might become the first country in Asia to achieve marriage equality, and maybe within the next couple of years. Meanwhile, in the absence of any action so far on the national level, several cities in Taiwan have begun setting up registries for same-sex couples, just at the local city level. So in fact, 5 cities have done so far, including the capital Taipei. These registrations actually have very little effect legally, but they are certainly a positive gesture and hopefully one that sets the groundwork for more substantial legal reform to come. And interestingly, it's not only in Taiwan that this has been happening, but also in Japan too. Starting in April last year, 4 local councils in Japan, including 2 in Tokyo, have started issuing what they call partnership certificates, which, again, don't have much legal effect, but are certainly a step in the right direction. And hopefully will put increasing pressure on the central government to take more significant measures. Let's hope so. Whatever does happen there, dear listener, you can be sure you'll hear about it right here on Reality Check. Now let's stay in Asia a bit longer and head to India for what could be a glimmer of hope from there. Now, you remember that India has a notorious sodomy law, section 377 of the Penal Code, and that sodomy law was overturned in 2009 by the Delhi High Court. But then, tragically, it was reinstated by the Indian Supreme Court in 2013. Well, last week, on February 2nd, the Supreme Court announced that it's going to hear that case again, this time with a 5-judge panel instead of just 2 judges, which is how the case was decided in 2013. So, very hopeful news. We may see the Indian sodomy law overturned again, hopefully for good, and it may happen sometime this year. Keep your fingers crossed. Finally, let's head back to Europe to another country that, like Japan and Taiwan, and India for that matter, offers no legal recognition for same-sex couples. In fact, it's now the only country in Western Europe in that position. And I'm talking about Italy. But recognition of same-sex couples has now come to the front and center of Italian politics because over the last few weeks, the Italian Parliament has been considering a bill to introduce civil unions. There have been massive rallies in the street in favour of the bill, and unfortunately also massive rallies against the bill as well. How will the Parliament vote? Well, we don't know, but it should all be decided within weeks, if not days. One thing is certain, even if Italy rejects civil unions this time, the issue certainly won't go away. And eventually, sometime in the next few years, Italy will get civil unions and then eventually marriage. As we've seen here many times on Reality Check, it's just a question of time, that's all. All right, that brings us to the end of our LGBT news roundup for the last month. Let's take a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll delve into our psychic predictions. How right did we turn out to be in 2015? And what's going to happen in 2016? Well, we know, and we're going to tell you. So, to find out, stay tuned here to Reality Check on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's most uplifting station. Joy 94.9.
Si te invito una copa y me acerco a tu boca, si te robo un besito, ábrete, no hagas conmigo. ¿Qué dirías si esta noche te seduzco en mi coche? Que se empañen los vidrios y las reglas que goces. Si te falto el respeto y luego culpo al alcohol.
It's Michael Kirby here, and I am introducing Joy 94.9, the best radio station in Victoria.
Welcome back to Reality Check. I'm Tony Pittman, and the station is Joy 94.9. And the song you just heard there was Propuesta Indecente by Romeo Santos. We move now into the part of the show where we undertake a skeptical analysis of a subject related to pseudoscience or the paranormal. And today, as it's our first show of the year, we're going to dive deep into the ocean of the paranormal by honing our psychic powers and making some predictions about what's going to happen in 2016. And, of course, seeing how we went with our predictions for 2015. But let's start, as we usually do, by having a look at what some of the celebrity psychics are predicting for 2016. Now, needless to say, dear listener, none of their predictions for 2015 actually came true. Well, actually, that's not quite right. Some of them came true. For example, things like, a famous female icon will die. But let's say none of their more interesting or creative or outlandish predictions amounted to anything. Which is fortunate, really, because, well, it means that luckily a meteorite did not hit a commercial airliner, Britain and the US did not invade Russia, and a giant octopus did not, in fact, sink a cruise ship in the Mediterranean. Although you never know, it might happen this year. Maybe they were just a bit premature in their predictions for 2015. I'm sure that happens. Anyway, let's move on now and have a look at what some of those same famous celebrity psychics are saying for 2016. And, well, let's start with the category that I call the guaranteed hits, the no-brainers. Predicting things that always happen or are already happening. For example, here are a couple from Judy Heavenly, who's South African but lives now in the United States. She predicts lots of ice weather this winter in Canada and earthquakes in Japan. You see what I mean, dear listener? Guaranteed hits. An American psychic, Tanner Hoy, predicts the following. There will be lots of mudslinging in the 2016 presidential election, and quite frankly, a large majority of the American public will get tired of hearing it. Wow, I didn't see that coming. He also predicts Australia is going to experience very weird weather patterns in many regions of the land down under. Okay, weird weather. Huh, never heard of that before. He also predicts Indonesia is going to experience heavy rains. Uh-huh, like it does every monsoon, I suppose. And finally, this astonishing prediction from Tanner Hoy. Expect some ups and downs in the stock market between April and June. Huh, ups and downs in the stock market. Who would have thought? But you know, maybe he's right because psychic Nikki predicted that too. She said, stock markets are very volatile around the world. That was one of her predictions for 2016 as well. Oh my God, I just don't know what to say. I guess it's true. Now, psychic Nikki also had some other amazing insights for 2016, and ones that I would include in the guaranteed hits category. For example, she predicted more cyber attacks. Wow, you think so, Nikki? And then she had these gems. Wildfires in Australia. Snow in Turkey. Floods in Bangladesh. Wow. So, you mean things that happen every year will continue to happen? Oh my God, it's amazing. Finally, Nikki also had these useful predictions. Donald Trump has to be careful of danger. Yeah, careful of danger. That's pretty good advice, actually. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in danger. Okay, well, I guess that also means that Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, is going to have a sex change and become Justine. Wow, lucky psychic Nikki's here to tell us about these things because, I mean, that's really interesting. So anyway, dear listener, those are what you call guaranteed hits. And frankly, if you go and look at pretty much any psychic's webpage, 90% of their predictions are just like that. In fact, they're not really predictions at all. They're just statements of fact. And normally, oddly, they also include hedging words in their predictions, words like may and might and possibly. Kate Middleton might become pregnant again. Uh-huh, yep, well, that's not a prediction, actually. That's just a statement of reality. She might become pregnant again. Now, let's have a look at another one, another prediction here from American psychic Lamont Hamilton. And I think this one is probably classified as a guaranteed hit, but he does it in quite a clever way. Here it is. In the near future, some countries will send their nuclear biological waste to the moon or other places to get rid of it. The moon or other places? Well, it's probably going to be other places, in which case, that's a guaranteed hit. Wow, congratulations, Lamont. Well done. Now, in some cases, it's a little bit harder to work out exactly what the psychic is saying. For example, check out this one from Judy Heavenly. new mosquito vaccine available next year for Africa. Huh. A mosquito vaccine. A vaccine against mosquitoes. Really, Judy? Wow. Well, that's amazing. And I tell you what, I'm going to be the first in line to get one of those vaccines. I really hate mosquitoes. Now, Judy also makes some predictions that, well, they're basically wrong from the moment they come out of her mouth. This one, for example. Sad news for declining health, Jackie Collins. Huh, well, Jackie Collins actually died in September last year. So, can her health be said to be declining if she's actually already dead? Maybe. I don't know. Well, Judy will probably claim that as a hit anyway. Then there's this one also from Judy. If elected, Clinton could become the first ever Democratic president in the party's history to possibly not control the House of Representatives. Huh. Well, first of all, if elected, Judy, I mean, aren't you supposed to be making predictions? Don't you already know what's going to happen? So what do you mean by if elected? Shouldn't it be when elected? Or maybe I just don't understand how this whole psychic prediction game works. Anyway, the second problem with that prediction is that, well, by control the House of Representatives, presumably she means that the same party as the president will control the House of Reps. And I guess in this case, that means the Democrats. But if that's what she means, then her prediction is clearly not true. Because, well, Obama is a Democratic president right now, and he doesn't control the House of Reps. It's in Republican hands. The same thing happened to Hillary's husband, Bill, back in the 90s. So, I don't know, that seems like it's just a failed prediction from its very inception. But you know what? I'm sure Judy's fans will probably like it, though, because it sounds kind of, you know, political and technical. And it sounds like she knows what she's talking about. Now, finally, we get to our favorite category of predictions, the ones that are just way out there, so far out there that, well, if they come true, I'll be really, really impressed. Here's another one from Judy Heavenly. Jacob Zuma will become South Africa's new vice president. Wow. I mean, that's going to be really, really amazing if that happens. First, because South Africa doesn't have a vice president. It has a deputy president, not a vice president. Secondly, Jacob Zuma is already the president, and he's in that office until 2019. So what possible turn of events could see him becoming vice president in 2016? I just can't imagine, but apparently Judy Heavenly can. And she is originally from South Africa, so clearly she has an amazing insight into what's going on over there in 2016. So I guess we just have to believe her. Now here's one from British psychic Craig Hamilton Parker. An alleged naked picture of Kim Jong-un causes a political row. Now, that one is not actually impossible, and in fact, I really hope it happens. That would be so much fun. So let's just keep our fingers crossed that that one actually comes true. Now, what about this one from American psychic Sydney Friedman? An intriguing, unexplainable sound is heard from outer space. Huh. Maybe he hasn't yet watched the movie Alien, you know? In space, no one can hear you scream. because, well, sound doesn't travel through space, so I'm not sure how anyone could hear a sound from outer space. But, well, if that does happen, he'll be right about one thing. It certainly will be intriguing. Now, here are a couple more interesting predictions from Lamont Hamilton. Corporate weather modification services will become commonplace, where you can order rain or snow for an event by contracting with a private company to provide that service for birthday parties, weddings, or special outdoor events. Yeah, probably not. Now, here's my favorite from Lamont. Science will discover and prove that there were some prehistoric dinosaurs alive at the same time when humans were on the Earth, contradicting current evolutionary theory. This is a no-brainer to me, since I can see the two surviving and living together. Not like the Jurassic Park movie, but more of an avoidance lifestyle, so they didn't have to live in conflict with each other. Now, by dinosaurs, I guess he's probably not talking about avian dinosaurs, you know, birds. So, given that there were about 65 million years between the extinction of the dinosaurs and the appearance of modern humans, that's a pretty bold prediction there, Lamont. Good luck with that one. You know, dear listener, I suspect that Lamont is probably not the sharpest knife in the drawer, if you know what I mean. I wonder if he even went to primary school, actually. Now, finally, we always like to finish off with some predictions from Psychic Nikki, and some of her more interesting predictions, shall we say. I'll just read them out. I don't think they really need any explanation. Drone strike at Buckingham Palace. The United States will take over Cuba when Fidel Castro passes. A city will turn sideways after earthquake activity. People will use jetpacks for transportation. A new breed mixture of cat and dog. A monkey breaks into the White House and the grounds in Washington, D.C. And finally, a pet parrot will kill a movie star. Oh my God, I just hope it won't be Keanu. Please don't let it be Keanu. Anyway, dear listener, I think that's probably enough of those celebrity psychics and their astonishing predictions. Let's move on now to some real psychic predictions as we turn to the predictions made by us here at Reality Check. So first of all, let's have a look at the predictions I made last year and see how many came true. And as usual, let's start off with our marriage equality predictions. And the three countries that I predicted would achieve marriage equality in 2015 were Ireland, the entire USA, and Australia. Now, you have to admit, dear listener, I did pretty well, especially as I also managed to predict how each of those countries would get marriage equality. I said that Ireland would get it through the referendum in May, and in fact, it did. I predicted the USA would get it through a Supreme Court decision in June, and in fact, that's exactly what happened. And for Australia, I predicted that Tony Abbott would be ousted as Prime Minister, which in fact happened. However, unfortunately, I predicted that the new PM would then allow a conscience vote on marriage equality and it would get through. which, sad to say, didn't actually happen. Instead, Malcolm Turnbull has stuck with Tony Abbott's idea for a plebiscite. But I got really close with those predictions. I think I'm going to give myself 2.5 out of 3. Now, that's the best I've ever done in any year of reality check. Now, traditionally here on the show, we've also made predictions about which states of the USA would be the next to get marriage equality. But last year, I predicted that all remaining 14 states would get it in the Supreme Court decision, and of course, that's what happened. So there are no more US states to predict now. So I guess that part of our annual psychic predictions segment has now run its course. So we're just going to stick with country predictions from now on. Well, actually, if I wanted to predict states, I could start predicting Mexican states because they're now falling like dominoes, just like what happened in the US. But, nah, I'm just going to say a whole heap more states in Mexico will get marriage equality this year. But not the whole country. Which means we now have to predict the next 3 whole countries to achieve marriage equality in 2016. And now let me consult my spirit guides. Okay. Could be Costa Rica. I think they're heading there, but maybe need a little bit more time. Now, I've already said Australia twice in previous years and got burnt each time, so I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm going to say Colombia, Taiwan, and Switzerland. In Colombia, the Constitutional Court will finally make a ruling that mandates marriage equality for the whole country. And in Switzerland and Taiwan, it will come through the legislature. Well, that's what my spirit guides are telling me, dear listener. We'll see how right they are in 12 months from now. Now, finally, let's turn to our celebrity death predictions. How did we go in 2015? Well, I predicted that Donald Trump, Lord Monckton, and Reverend Fred Nile would all die in terrible freak accidents. So, was I right? Well, let's just check over the facts to see what happened to those 3 celebrities. Donald Trump is, as you may have noticed, dear listener, still very much alive, unfortunately, and apparently in good health. And he's probably never been as famous as he is right now. So I'm not sure exactly what my spirit guides were picking up on there. Maybe it was all those people who died of fright from accidentally seeing Donald Trump on television. I mean, he's quite a terrifying sight to behold, so there's definitely been a strong association between Donald Trump and death during 2015. So, well, yeah, I mean, you can see how the spirit guides would get easily confused by that. And as for the climate change denier and vicious homophobe Lord Monckton, well, like Donald Trump, he's not actually dead. Although he did have a pretty bad year in 2015. He was very upset that his fellow ultra-conservative Tony Abbott got rolled as Prime Minister of Australia, and also that the conservative Canadian Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, also got voted out of office. And of course he was furious that the Paris Climate Change Conference in December ended in an actual agreement being signed. So, although he's technically not yet dead, 2015 certainly didn't go well for Lord Monckton, and really marks the beginning of his slide now into irrelevance and oblivion. So, not quite dead yet, but certainly well on his way. And what about Fred Nile? Well, he's now 81, and still alive, apparently, and still Deputy President of the New South Wales Upper House, and now the longest-serving member of the New South Wales Parliament, having been there since 1981. And in fact, unfortunately, he was re-elected in March last year for another 4-year term. So 2015 looks like it was a pretty successful year for Fred Nile. And of course, in June, the ABC, our public broadcaster, made the completely stupid decision to include Fred Nile on Q&A for a discussion about LGBT issues, as if Fred Nile has some kind of expertise on the matter. Apparently, the ABC thinks so, and they handed him a national platform to spout his hateful bile. So, thanks, ABC. You helped make 2015 a great year for Fred Nile. As for what my spirit guides were thinking with that prediction, well, I'm not quite sure. Maybe they were just slightly premature. Maybe it'll come true in 2016. And speaking of 2016, it's time now for a new round of celebrity death predictions for the year ahead. So let me concentrate a moment here and see what the spirit guides are telling me. Vladimir Putin, Senator Cory Bernardi, and Dr. Oz will all die in terrible freak accidents during 2016. My gosh. Vladimir Putin will be visiting Russia's Arctic region and will be attacked and devoured by a polar bear who will use his flesh to feed her hungry cubs. Aww. Senator Cory Bernardi will be travelling through the desert of his home state of South Australia and will be bitten by a deadly inland taipan. He'll only be able to run a few steps before the venom reaches his heart and he drops dead. Finally, Dr. Mehmet Oz will simply choke on a hamburger while lounging in the jacuzzi at his holiday mansion in Palm Beach, Florida. His death will be quick and mostly painless. Well, dear listener, as shocking as these may sound, that's what my spirit guides are telling me. And, well, they are generally right about these things, I'm afraid. I guess we'll just have to come back again early in 2017 to check on these and all our other psychic predictions for 2016. And that brings to an end our psychic prediction segment for 2016. Let's play a song now, but before we do, if you'd like to send in a comment or question on today's topic or an idea for a future topic, please send us an email. The address is realitychecktony@gmail.com. You can also visit our webpage for past episodes of Reality Check. That's at realitycheckonline.blogspot.com.au. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get into this week's movie reviews.
Made in Melbourne for Australia and the world. Joy 94.9.
But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Reality Check with me, Tony Pittman, on Joy 94.9. Also streaming live at joy.org.au, and also available as a podcast to listen to anywhere in the world on your little pod. The song you just heard there was Brave by Sarah Bareilles. It's movie review time here on Reality Check, and it's Oscars special today because the three movies up for review are all contenders at this year's Oscars: Carol, The Revenant, and Room. Let's start with Carol. This is the latest from the very talented American director Todd Haynes. It's a love story between two women set in 1952 and 53, a time when love between two women was almost unthinkable, for the general society at least. Carol has received 6 Oscar nominations, including for both the main actresses. It's been lauded by the critics, and it's been a relative box office success for the type of small film that it is. And in my opinion, all these awards are well deserved. It's a great movie. The love story is very moving, the score is terrific, and the ending is pretty much perfect. One aspect of the film that I found particularly interesting is that period, the early 50s, which is one you don't often see depicted in movies. It's just at the beginning of the Eisenhower administration. In fact, at one point, the characters watch Eisenhower's inauguration on TV. World War II is fading into the past, the Cold War is beginning. The decor, the clothes, the whole production design looks kind of like World War II era, but not quite. It's moved on slightly since then. It's interesting to see. And of course, people's understanding of same-sex attraction at that time was very, very limited. In fact, watching Carol made me very glad I didn't live through the 1950s. The only thing that frustrated me a little bit about Carol was that it was shot on Super 16 film, which gives it a slightly blurry, fuzzy look, which works okay in some scenes, but in low light it looks really grainy. So I found that a little bit off-putting. But really, that's a minor quibble. And overall, Carol is a great movie and one well worth seeking out if you get the chance. For a complete change of tone, let's move now to The Revenant. So whereas Carol has a kind of sweet, touching, and dreamy feel about it, The Revenant is certainly not any of those things. It's a long, hard, grueling slog through extreme brutality and suffering. Sounds rough, I know, but actually it's a very impressive piece of filmmaking, although certainly not one for the faint-hearted. In fact, I'd say it's one of, if not the most unrelentingly grueling films I've ever seen. The character of Hugh Glass, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, goes through so much pain, both physical and emotional, it's quite an exhausting experience to sit through. The Revenant has been nominated for 12 Academy Awards. It'll probably win quite a few. In my opinion, the most impressive element of the film is the cinematography. It just looks amazing. Not just the landscapes, but also the action shots. The opening scene in which a group of fur trappers are attacked by Native Americans dazzles you with its camera work, and it lasts for the whole movie. And, like Carol, one of the most interesting elements of the film is its specific period and setting. The Revenant takes place in 1823 in what is today South Dakota and what was then the Louisiana Purchase. And it's set against the backdrop of the relationships between all the people maneuvering in that area. Basically, the white Americans, the Native Americans, and the French, who are all in a state of constant rivalry. The white Americans and the French are trapping animals for their fur. The Native Americans are trying to protect their territory and are also fighting with other indigenous groups. So this complicated historical backdrop is something that really adds interesting depth to the story of Hugh Glass and his terrible ordeal. The other thing about the movie is, and well, maybe this is because I've recently broken some bones myself and I'm still recovering, I just found the whole physical ordeal that Hugh Glass has to go through quite traumatic. Almost his entire body is brutally injured and damaged again and again during the movie. It's kind of a testament to what the human body can endure and still remain alive. Maybe the strongest feeling I had when leaving the film was, thank the gods that I don't live in that time and place. Life was really brutal back then. I mean, I had that feeling with Carol too, and I certainly had it with The Revenant. It really made me glad I don't live in the 1820s. Now, finally, for a movie that's completely different from The Revenant, but just as emotionally intense, if not more so, let's go to Room. And in my opinion, it's probably the best of this recent batch of very good movies. Now, if you don't know anything about Room, then my recommendation is try not to read anything about it and just go along to see it. But be warned, it's a very intense emotional experience, especially when you get to the midpoint. I was squirming in my seat from high anxiety. All I'll say about the plot is that it's about a young woman and her 5-year-old son who live in one small room. Room has been nominated for 4 Oscars and will probably win at least one. The acting is just amazing. Both Brie Larson as the mother and also Jacob Tremblay as the boy. And the screenplay and the direction are also really, really well done. You hang on every word, every gesture, every look. The attention to detail is really impressive. And when you think it cost just $6 million to make this film, and it's so good and so impactful, that's a really impressive achievement. So, Carol, The Revenant, and Room. 3 very different films, all Oscar contenders, and all highly recommended by Reality Check. Now finally, dear listener, before we finish up, just a quick request. If you subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, please leave us a review there at iTunes. This helps other people find the show. Thanks. And that brings us to the end of the 70th episode of Reality Check. I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to send any questions, comments, or feedback to realitychecktony@gmail.com and visit our website to subscribe to the podcast. That's at realitycheckonline.blogspot.com.au. Have a great week, and I'll be back with the next episode of Reality Check sometime in the next couple of months when I get back from Mexico, basically. See you then.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.